Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus so much.
Musiibe mutya mu linnya lya Mukama waffe Yesu.
How have you been in the name of the Lord Jesus?
Obulamu buli butya?
How is your life?
Bulungi ekiseera kyonna.
Is good all the time.
Mukama bulungi.
Is God good?
Bwabanga bulungi ye bulamu bwaffe.
If he is good, he is our life.
Nga bwe yayogera mu Yokaana 14:6.
Like he spoke in John 14:6.
Ye mwennyini yakuwa obulamu n'amazima.
He himself is the way, the truth, and the life.
Kale ye obulamu bubeera bulungi.
His life is always good.
Tumanyi ng'omubiri gwe gufunamu obuzibuzibu.
We know that the body is what gets some weakness.
Naye tusabira buli omu alina obunafu mu mubiri gwe.
Pray each one who has weakness in the body.
Wabaawo obutali butuukirivu, Mukama amusonyiwe.
There is unrighteousness, God to forgive them.
Amuwonye.
And to heal them.
Kale n'oyo ali mu kigezo kusaba Mukama amuwe amaanyi okukiyitamu.
Even the one who is in the test, we pray God empowers them to pass through it.
Naye awonyezibwe.
That they get to be healed.
Asobole okujjuzibwa essanyu lya Mukama waffe Yesu.
Be filled with the joy of the Lord Jesus.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Twebaza Katonda.
We thank the Lord.
Kineera atwongedde akaseera akalungi.
That once again he's added us more good time.
Akw'okwongera okwetegereza. Ebikwatagana ne famire entukuvu.
Analyzing what concerns the holy family.
N'obufumbo obutukuvu.
And the holy marriage.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Ye famire ya Katonda.
That's the family of God.
Era bwe bufumbo Katonda bwe yatuwa.
And it's the marriage God gave us.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus so much.
Emirundi mingi tuwulira mu Bible.
Many times we hear it in the Bible.
Nga Katonda agenda n'agamba nti newankubadde yali yatuwasa.
And God said that though he had married us.
Naye twatuuka ate ne tumuvaako.
But we reached a time and we abandoned him.
Kale obufumbo buno twagenda okukiraba.
Now we saw this in marriage.
Nga buviira ddala eri Katonda.
That comes right from the Lord.
Naffe nga tulwana ekintu kimu.
And we do, we fight one thing.
Tubukole nga bwe bwali mu kifaananyi kye eky'omuguru.
But we handle it as it's in his image in heaven.
Nga tulinayo kitaffe.
And we have the Father.
Tulinayo ne maama waffe.
We have our mother.
Yatunyonyola mu Matayo 23:9.
He explained to us in Matthew 23:9.
N'atugamba temubanga ne kitammwe omulala ku nsi.
And he told us, do not have any other father on earth.
Kubanga kitammwe ali omu ali mu ggulu.
For your father is one, is within heaven.
Omuntu yekka asobola okwanjula abaana be eri kitaawe omutuufu.
The only person who can introduce their children to the right father.
Oyo yabazaala yayinza okukola ekyo.
That is the one who gives birth to them, the one who can do that.
Bwe yatugamba mu Matayo 10.
That's why he told us in Matthew 10. If you reject me, I will also reject you before your father.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Now,
that is our mother.
Kigambo cha Katonda.
The word of God.
Kama wafe Yesu.
Our master Jesus.
Iranga kitafu amwogerako.
Father speaks of him.
Kitafu amwogerako mu Zaburi ya 5.
The father speaks of him in Psalms 50.
Mu Isaiah ya 5.
In Isaiah 50.
Nti ebbaluwa ey'okugobanya mmwe eri ludda wa.
Where is the letter of divorce over your mother?
N'abaliwo abammanja be nabuguza.
Who did it demanding me that I sold her to you?
N'agamba obutali butuukirivu.
And he said your unrighteousness.
Bwe bwatutunza.
Is what caused us to be sold.
Era okusobya kwaffe kwe kwagobya nnyaffe.
And our transgression caused our mother to be chased.
Bwatu n'ajja ku nsi kuno okulabika nga atunoonya.
Thus he came on this world to be seeking us.
Bwatuuka ku nsi yagenda mu maaso n'otuyita abaagalwa.
He reached on earth, he moved on to call us his beloved.
Era agamba mu luyimba 5.
And he says in Song of Songs 5.
Kuva ku lwokutaano n'okukiira.
From verse 5 to down.
N'anoonya omwagalwa we naye nga amaze okuvaawo agenze.
But he had thought for his beloved, but the beloved had moved away.
Mama waffe agenda mu maaso n'okutuyita abaagalwa.
Our mother moves on to call us beloved.
Naye nga tulinayo kojja waffe.
But we have our uncle.
Omubuulizi w'ekigambo kya Katonda.
He who teaches the word of God.
Omwoyo omutukuvu.
The Holy Spirit.
Oyo gwe baatulekera okulabika nga atubuulirira.
He is the one who was left to us to be able to teach us.
Okusinziira ku biri mu Yokaana.
According to what is in John 14:16, that when he comes, he will teach us all things.
Yes, he
was. Praise Jesus. And he will remind us all things.
Then
to reveal to us what is going to come.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
But in family, never with you.
Now that family got to be like that.
It
began with the children, the 24 elders. Out of which we two we came. According to Isaiah 51, that you seek the Lord.
Look
onto the rock from which you are cut. And the and the peace from which we are held.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So, nor
and because of that, that family gave it
to
us, and even that marriage, which is between him and his word, and the Holy Spirit, the same is sent us down here. We had to handle it with much wisdom. For you became a father. You must manifest the glory of the Father in heaven. Even you who becomes a mother, you have to manifest the glory of the Lord Jesus.
And
to look just like him in the works.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
When our rules and your single back for
you, two things to be an uncle or an auntie, you must look just like the Holy Spirit. And the children, they are meant to look like the 24 elders. You know the secrets of the family and to keep them.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But we understand this is the past seasons.
We're
reaching how, when God has revealed to us, that he may take away the other words. He spoke in Proverbs that without revelation his people are destroyed. But in the past seasons, family has been troubling us so much, even marriage. But right now God has moved on to reveal to us, and we know we shall be eased and quickened within our marriages. We've been seeing many things, and we last saw as marriage is honored within heavens and on earth, and it is known that it has to be holy. We did be so many things where some of us thought that perhaps they who marry and get married, we shall never enter heaven. But we heard marriage is not a case, and to marry is not a case. The case is to break the laws, the commandments we're going to see this day.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But we saw marriage is honored in heavens and on earth, and God is one of us thought of it and honored it.
So,
now, to he who is married and got married and does the commands of God, they will surely reach heaven. For there is a the word we first heard, and some we are saying that they got married to Christ. And others are women and others are men. But they are still in this flesh, and they tell us such words that perhaps the men had made Jesus to become a homosexual or women. Praise Jesus. But that word spoken came from the religions. They
who
separate themselves, another has become a priest and another becomes a nun. The nuns were told that anytime they can give birth to Christ. And the situation kept them in that thing. But we heard in 2 Corinthians chapter 11 that all of us who entered within Christ, we got exposed to him. And the Spirit says, exposed us to Christ as virgin children. But he got afraid, for the devil lied to Eve in the past seasons, that perhaps we too have to be deceived and lied to. Now the word is like this: let no one lie himself among us, but they as one person have gotten married to Christ. In spirit, all who accepted believe the Father through the Lord Jesus, and the Holy Spirit leading us. All of us, we got espoused to Christ, and we became one body with him.
atunyonyola nnyo Bagalatiya n'agamba
explain so much in Galatians and says
abakkiriza Kristo twayambala Kristo
Yesu we who believe Christ we clothe the Christ
tuyina engeri gye twafuka omubiri gumu naye
however we became one body with him
kale tekiri kugwa omwoyo agamba nti gwe togenda kuwasa oba kufumbirwa mu gwafumbiddwa Yesu
not upon you one person claim you're not going to marry or you will not be married that you are exposed to Christ. If you want to do that,
you
reached and studied the gifts of the marriage, which we studied in Corinthians, 1 Corinthians 7. And
we
connected with Matthew 19, when we saw of the gifts of marriage. Those gifts, many times when they come in the world, they explain them in a certain way. Now I can speak in a heavy language, but I pray God helps you to understand. We heard that according to those gifts, a person can be eating the morning, the lunch, and the supper. We speak of the matrimonial duties.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
Now,
because of that,
every
thought that if one eats the morning,
they
want to finish 7 days to eat again.
And
we even saw others.
And for them,
God had given them a gift that for them they can't even eat even the morning.
And they
have nothing like feelings within them.
And by the time they had
gotten from the womb, God had given them that gift.
And
they don't get any feeling, neither to yearn to even look at. Praise Jesus. Even to want to touch. And they are like that. But we'll explain that others, they move on to get it when they are getting circumcised, and they are castrated by human beings. And because they castrate you, but the problem, they cannot castrate the eyes, neither the ears. They can castrate one part. But the right ownage who comes from the Lord. You don't have any feeling of neither wanting to touch or not even to look at. Praise Jesus. But he said, concerning the gifts, it's like that.
And
he said, he alone can be able to add on the gift or reduce on it. Praise Jesus.
Now
we are told that when we are in the marriage, let's try to help ourselves. Discover your partner who they are. When you discover they bid high and they want to remain like that, you too pray God gives you to reach their level. Praise Jesus. For there is no sickness at all within it. Except when you are stricken with sickness, which attack people with actions which are not right. Praise Jesus. But according to that, if there is no problem or sickness upon it, if they remain within the laws of marriage. Praise Jesus. Now,
with
so much concern in that issue,
and
even there we are going to be moving on of the laws of marriage and the holy family.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
These
are going to help us bring the angels of family in our homes,
so
that they move on to work together with us.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
We are
going to see the laws of the holy family and the holy marriage.
It's
to say that marriage should be kept when it's holy. Many times they tell us that when they put a ring upon you, you've got in the holy marriage.
But
it's not like that, brethren. The holy marriage
is
kept by the laws of family which are holy and the laws of marriage which are holy.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Praise him, Jesus.
Now,
because of that, today, they're going to be more to understand that word, the laws of the holy marriage and family, and the holy marriage.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. Our Master is going to be holding onto us so that we may be able to understand them properly and to connect to them.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. Let me expect you understood what we're going to be looking
on.
After understanding that getting married and marrying is not a case,
but
the case is break the commands of the holy marriage and the holy family and the truth and the right thing of marriage. A holy marriage is not kept by this physical ring, you see. It's kept by the laws of the holy marriage and the holy family. Those are laws we are going to be using. For many people, after getting this physical ring and they go commit adultery and they do all things they want, and they get the family, they abuse each other,
they
teach children works which are not righteous, speaking evil and other things, and they think they're still in the holy marriage.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Even though God begins by saying this in Hebrews 13:4,
he
begins by telling us these words.
Abebulaniya sura ya 13 olunyo olw'okuna. Okufumbiriganwa kwa kitiibwa eri bonna n'ekitanda kirongoofu.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Okufumbiriganwa,
getting married,
kwa kitiibwa eri bonna,
honorable unto all,
n'ekitanda kirongoofu.
And the marriage bed is pure,
oba kitukuvu.
It's pure.
Obutukuvu bwakyo,
purity of this bed,
buli mukusigala n'oyo Mukama gwakuwadde,
is remaining with the person God has given you.
Oleetako omuntu omulala,
when you bring on another person,
oba mu birowoozo,
or within the thoughts,
oba mu buliwo,
or in the physical,
ekisobola sigala nga kitukuvu.
It can never remain pure.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Kubanga mulimu abamu,
for there are some
ababeera mu birowoozo ng'aleese omuntu omulala,
who in their thoughts they have brought another person on the marriage bed,
oyeegombye
okukuvu, they have desired along the way. And they are on with another person in the bed, this physical partner at home, yet in the thoughts they are seeing another person there. The truth is, marriage is pure and the bed is pure when we keep the laws of the holy family and the holy marriage. When we break them, there is no holiness. Even the angels of the family we had all, they cannot move on to minister to us,
but
they fulfill the word of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
They
fulfill God's words
to
be able to restore them back. We must restore the word of God in the family. Bring back the laws of the holy marriage and the commands of the holy family.
Yes,
praise Jesus. For we heard according to Romans 10, starting from verse 9, we want to understand how this holy thing is put in
place.
Is it put in place by the ring we've put on,
or
it's put in place by hearing God's word and you believe it? The word of God has the laws and commandments and judgments. Let's move on to here. Hebrews 10 from verse 9. Romans 10 from verse 9.
Kubanga boyatula Yesu nga ye Mukama, n'akamwako n'okkiriza mu mutima gwo nti Katonda yamuzuukiza mu bafu olirokoka. Kubanga omuntu akkiriza na mutima okuweebwa obutuukirivu era yatula na kamwa okulokoka.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Omuntu akkiriza na mutima gwe,
someone believes with their heart,
okuweebwa obutuukirivu,
be given righteousness.
Yatula na kamwa okulokoka.
Yes, with their mouth be saved.
Tukimanyinga bwe tuba ku mukolo gw'embaga.
Now when we are on the occasion of the wedding,
twawulira ebigambo by'obutuukirivu.
We heard the words of righteousness,
ebirina okwatulwa,
which have to be confessed.
Nga osa ku munno empeta.
And you put a ring upon your partner.
Ey'omubiri.
Of the flesh.
Ekakasa ekyo eky'omwoyo.
Which proves the spiritual.
Yes, yebazibwa.
Praise Jesus.
Naye nga jjukira ky'olina okukkiriza.
Remember what you have to believe.
Ekigambo kya Katonda.
It is the word of God.
Oliokoweebwa obutuukirivu.
Then you will be given righteousness.
Okusinziira ku Balumi 10:17.
Romans 10:17.
Katusome olunyiri olwo.
Let's read that verse.
Abalumi esula ya 10 onyirwa 17.
Romans 10 verse 17.
Kale okukkiriza kuva mu kuwulira n'okuwulira mu kigambo kya Katonda.
Nti
bwe tuba twagala ofuna obutuukirivu,
tusooka
ne tuwulira ekigambo kya Katonda,
tulyoka
ne tukkiriza,
olwo
ne tuweebwa obutuukirivu.
Kye
nkugamba kyekyo.
Kye
bayita obufumbo obutukuvu. Ne famire entukuvu.
Kiteekeddwa
okuba nga kikwata ekiragiro kya Katonda.
Obeying the command of God,
oba ekigambo kya Katonda.
Or the word of God.
Ekikwa ekyogera oba ekirungamya obufumbo ne famire.
All leads marriage and home.
Yesu yebazibwa.
Praise Jesus.
Tosobola kubeerayo mutukuvu lwa kyuma
kyoyambadde. Not be holy in the marriage by the ring you put on.
Ekyuma kino.
This ring.
Kigezaako okuliviringa ebintu bingi ebiri mu nsi y'omuntu.
Christ revealed many things which are in the spiritual realm.
Yetugenda okwetegereza.
Which we are going to look unto.
Naye bw'oba okyambadde.
But if you are putting it on.
N'otatuukiriza bya kigambo kya Katonda.
You never fulfill concerning the word of God.
Tewabeerawo obufumbo obutukuvu mu masekati.
No holy marriage within our midst.
Era tebayo famire entukuvu.
No holy family.
Ng'abamu bwe babadde balowooza.
Like others have been thinking.
Balowooza bayingira mu bufumbo obutukuvu.
Others think they enter the holy marriage.
Naye nga bw'olaba omukazi oyo nga mulogo.
But when you see the woman, she's a wizard, witch.
Oba omusajja nga mulogo nnyo nnyo.
Or the man is also a witch.
Abalala nga bavumye waka.
And others they abuse right home.
Waka wonna ne mu bantu.
Even in the people.
Era nga bamumanyi bulungi oyo omukazi.
And they know very well that woman.
Oba omusajja oyo.
Or that man.
Mbwaya kucharu yennyini.
Is the dog of the village.
Abeera bugula bugula.
Always barking, barking. And they move into every home where they've seen a woman. But they still call the marriages holy.
They
went to that priest and they joined them. And that they went to the pastors and they went to them. Yet they are always fighting every time. In the laws of God, all that is not acceptable. If you want to keep marriage holy, he told you where righteousness comes from. After hearing the word of God, and they believe. And they are given righteousness.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But to be able to keep that faith when it's right,
it
moves on to be put upon right works.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Now most of the people, we thought after you put on that gown, and you go, they wait you, and you are of holy marriage all days. It is not like that, brethren. It is in keeping God's commands. Right from the beginning when we saw family as it began, we got to be introduced and we see their commands given us. And we reach the occasion of the wedding and we see the commands which are there and the oaths we are supposed to make of the blessing and life. Not of a curse and death.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Every
week we saw the marriage has to be known that it's a holy marriage. And it's honored in heavens and on earth. That there will not be anyone complaining about that word. That perhaps when someone gets married, they're not holy anymore. Others say, no, when you got married, or you're married, you cannot become right because children trouble you and you abuse them.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
The
other thing when you get married or you're married, to become pure it is hard. And we gave it to other four battles. And to get angered. And to quarrel. And abuse children home.
kubanga kulina ebigambo ebivuma ku mumwa kuno.
We have words which abuse upon our mouth.
Ebitasobola tulekanga tuli batukuvu.
Which can never leave us when we are pure.
Bamirenga sintu kuvu.
For the family is not pure.
No, bufumbo nga si butukuvu.
The marriage is not pure and holy.
Family kuogedde bwetuti.
Family we've spoken of this.
Ekolebwa tata.
It's made up of the father.
Mama.
The mother.
Kojja.
The uncle.
Obasinesenga.
And the auntie.
N'abaana.
And the children.
Naye butuogera obufumbo.
But when we speak of marriage.
Buri wakati wa tata ne mama.
It's between the father and the mother.
Yesu yebazi.
Praise Jesus.
Tuvola batukoze ebigambo ebi bibiri.
That's why we are using these two words.
Family ntukufu.
The holy family.
N'obufumbo obutukufu.
And the holy marriage.
Yesu yebazi.
Praise Jesus.
Nayega okusobola kuma family ntukufu.
But the holy family.
Obufumbo bwebusokeddwa okubanga butukufu.
Marriage is what has to first be holy first.
Wakati wa ababiri bano.
Between these two.
Tata ne mama.
The father and the mother.
Yesu yebazi.
Praise Jesus.
The
foundation you plant,
family
the family will move by it.
Yesu yebazi.
Praise Jesus.
Now
we first understood totally. Let's not be like that the holy marriage is that you've been put a ring on you. Holy marriage is to hear the word of God. Do as its commands are. You can keep the holy marriage.
If
you can keep the holy family.
Well,
these you add on works of righteousness.
But
when you say believe the word of God,
and
you don't do as it demands, you have nothing like faith within you. According to James chapter 2, from verse 14.
Yakobo esula eyokubiri olunyolwe 14.
James 2 from verse 14.
Kigasa kitya baganda bange. Omuntu wayogera nga alina okukiriza. Naye nataba na bikolwa. Okukiriza oko kuyinza okumulokola.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Waulidde mbalumi 10:17.
Romans 10:17.
Okukiriza kuva mukuli yanokuli ekigambo kya
Katonda. Faith comes from hearing and hearing God's word.
Okukuwa obutuukirivu.
To give you righteousness.
Naye ate nga bakuwa obutuukirivu.
For us to give you righteousness.
Utalaga bikolwa bya butuukirivu.
If you don't show works of righteousness.
Toba na kukiriza kutwayogeddeko.
You have no faith we spoke of.
Kubanga abamukufi.
For some of us, when we are given rings, for some of us, we believe that after they weighed us, and the holiness of the family we've gotten it, and we stop doing works of righteousness, and we think we shall be in a holy marriage.
Yes,
praise Jesus. That word can never be like that. On works of righteousness all days.
But
those works of righteousness, and they move on to be done after hearing what they tell you what to do. If they say love your wife as you love yourself, you must do that.
Then
you continue righteousness to keep it.
I don't know if
you understood me. If you don't do that,
say,
yeah, already even if I beat this person, even if I beat them and I throw them out,
the
woman can open the bottle of a sword on her lips. After they anger you, they come here in fellowship and they are so holy. The man has already called the wife a donkey to make them do every kind of work. We have to go for fellowship. See how you're lazy. And they come here. And they are so holy, they have come before the presence of the Lord. Let me tell you, brethren, the things which are done,
and
we think we still holy before the Lord, we never remain. Even that marriage already got an righteousness. Even your family is already gotten corruptible. Even those children,
they
never be holy at the moment of your authority. And they are still in your right. Until they will escape from your authority.
And they
begin a new family and it is too thick for holiness.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus. But the person will be knowing, as long as the father is
wedded
with the mother, the children born are holy. They are not holy in that word. Until you teach them the word of God, and they believe and they do it, and they are given righteousness. They are not holy because you, the parents, we are holy. The righteousness of the righteous person is upon him. According to Ezekiel 18, your righteousness is upon you, it is not upon your child. And when they are born, they have the righteousness of the blood of Jesus, they who died for him, until they have rejected him themselves at 7 years and above. For God so loved the world, and he gave his only begotten son. Whoever believes him is not condemned. He who never believes him is already condemned. Now that child, in that time when they have not decided to accept or reject Jesus, they are holy by the blood of Jesus.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
When
even though you go in adultery and you give birth to them, the blood of Jesus stands for them from the time they enter the womb and they get out reaching 7 years. That's where they can decide whether they reject or accept Jesus. Do not call God a person who never understands, that will I choose a person, a child of those years? You think you can count the sin of Adam upon such a child? When he put the blood of Jesus, he said, whoever believes is not condemned. The one who is not believing is condemned. The one who has no chance to accept or refuse, where has he put him? Tells you in Ecclesiastes that child will go in their rest, and they will never go in the same place with the one who has spent many years when they have worked on righteousness. All that we're going to see in the holy family and its laws, and in the holy marriage and its laws. We move on with James.
James 2
verse 15.
Bwe wabaawo w'oluganda omusajja oba omukazi nga bali bwereere ng'emmere eya buli lunaku tebamala, era omukummwe bw'abagambanga nti mugende n'emirembe mubugume mukute, naye ne mutabawa mubiri bye gwetaaga, kigasa kitya?
Yes,
praise Jesus. He tries to show us that you can say, I have faith. And the person comes, they are angry.
In
faith, you pray for them to be satisfied. I pray for you in the name of Jesus. Let they be filled in the stomach with food. Yet you have food within your house. You know, Elijah had faith which is above us, according to what is spoken of him. He too waited for the ravens to bring food for him. They put actions and they brought food for him. He never sat and he entered faith and he got satisfied. It's what he's told you, that you think you'll believe you're in a holy marriage or a holy family, and you don't obey the laws, and you refuse to work according to those commands, and that faith is wrong. It's what he told you. Enter in faith, you're going to America, and you put in a wrong action, and you bring your physical door here, and you get your bag which gets in the plane, and you enter in that door as you get out. I'm getting out of the nation. You remember they who used that word? How the women put on their heels and they were pulling their suitcase as if they are entering into the plane by faith.
okukkiriza nti ogenda mu nnyonyi.
To believe you're going in a plane.
Tandika ekikolwa eky'okunoonya ssente okole ku passport yo ne visa.
Looking for money to work on the passport and the visa.
Oyimuse okukkiriza okugamba nti emirimu gy'emikono gy'omukama anaagiwa omukisa.
You raise your faith that the works of your hands God will bless them.
Naye otuddeomu.
But you sit in there.
Abugamba kkiriza ogenda mu America.
You tell you believe you're going to America.
Tovula temugenda ngayo
ni. Where you've never even gone there.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
But it will be
now be deceived. The faith we speak of, it draws you to be given righteousness. It comes from hearing and hearing the word of God.
And
you are a doer of that word. It's being the holy family and the holy marriage. Another one says that now, me, I'm not married. I don't expect to get married. Where does this concern me? If you ever passed through any family, this concerns you so much. That family never existed without marriage. It means your foundation, you're going to base in this word, you pray for it again.
For
there are some things troubling you and they came from the foundations of your families.
And
we had in Proverbs 30 that there are others who curse even their fathers and even their mothers
like
the way they raised them up. They said that my mother killed me. They moved me wrongly in this journey of marriage.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Yes.
As we get careful of these laws, we have to put on works of righteousness to be able to keep marriage holy. This we brought it that we may prove what is called the holy marriage. That we may see the laws governing the holy marriage and the holy family. For some we thought, go and you are introduced and you get from there and we do a wedding and we put a ring upon you,
you
enter the holy marriage all your days. It was a very false thing. You had to move on within faith as the words of the word of God are and to do as those commands are to keep the marriage holy and the holy family.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Jesus.
After we got from those occasions and the little time passed and the man became an animal,
the
woman became something else.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus. Now these things are amazing. They reach there and everyone acts the way they want. As long as we enter the holy marriage, everyone never remembers what they're supposed to do.
Now
you have to take them back so are the uncles and the aunties.
That
they first speak to them. You enter in is done like this.
I
don't know why did you enter in it when you never knew how it's handled. And the fights and the contentions are within that marriage. These are the ones we see today. If you just entered in it these seasons, what I speak of perhaps you don't understand it. They who entered in it know how things are. You
was
got the person 3 just days. You've not seen it. They may be good perhaps for a month. They may perhaps be 3 months. But they can become something ugly in 6 months. Or you to become something else in 6 months.
And
every time that will be restored, you do focus to see that the right person they began with. And when it reaches here, we know how to enter in our bedrooms and we torment ourselves in there to try to hear that the children do
not.
Even the children are on the doors hearing. That's what the family has to be kept holy.
nga twewalokola ebikolwa ebyo bitali bya butuufu.
And we avoid the works which are unrighteous.
Twe ng'abafumbo.
We as the married people.
Mpozi n'okuyigiriza abaana emitendera gy'obulamu bwe gibeera.
Teach the children the criteria of life how they are.
Nga Katonda bw'ayagala bayigirizibwe.
As God wants them to be.
Agamu ku mateeka ge tugenda okuttaanya ennyo.
Those we're going to emphasize most.
Manyi nga tekisobola kuggwa leero.
I know it can never be finished today.
Kijja kuba kyeyongeramu n'olunaku olulala.
It will move on to another day.
Kubanga kirimu eyo enjawukana zibeerawo
zitya. For it involves how separations happen.
Obwenzi obw'omwoyo n'obw'omubiri.
The spiritual and physical adultery.
Bwesobola okwawukanya abantu.
It can separate the married people.
Kujja kuba tubinyonnyoka
bulungi. We shall be explained them of that.
Katweyongereko mu Yakobo katono.
Let's move on, James.
Yakobo esura ya kubiri onyirirwa 17.
James chapter 2 verse 17.
Era n'okukkiriza bwe kutyo. Bwe kutabaako bikolwa kwokka nga kufudde. Naye omuntu alyogera nti gwe olina okukkiriza nange nnina ebikolwa. Ndaga okukkiriza ku awatali bikolwa byo. Nange olw'ebikolwa byange ndikulaga kukkiriza kwange.
Ekintu kiri bwe kiti
abooluganda.
Abamu bagamba
nze
nnina ebikolwa
ngaba. Ngaba
nyamba.
I help.
Naye nga waliwo ekiragiro ekimugamba tulekangayo
okukunga. Telling them to not forsake fellowship. And they are not on that. But in the actions
there.
Let's read the word of God. Me, leave me alone. Have you seen me abusing people? I declare they have actions, but they have no faith. And another says, I have faith. Just read the Bible, they have nothing like the work of righteousness.
Now,
these words can never move independently. But each one moves with another. Faith after hearing the word of God and putting on works.
You
know, religions give. Most of them never believe in that word. You can find a person on the village that are merciful. Even them who say,
you have
never fought with my husband and my family. And the holy marriage. But friend,
you
refuse to believe
God.
You began the family. I don't know whether they're in the holy family or they're in their own thing. That's why he warns you and says this word.
James 2
verse
19. Okukkiriza nga Katonda ali omu okola. Okkiriza nga Katonda ali omu okola bulungi. Era ne basitaani bakkiriza ne bakankana.
Olidde bulungi ekibeera.
You've heard what happens.
Ne sitaani naye alina
okukkiriza. The devil believes.
Katonda ali omu.
God is one.
Nukankana nakankana.
And even he shivers apart that.
Naye ekizibu ebikolwa bye byonna bifu.
But the problem all his actions are wrong.
Kyovula bakugamba.
That's why I've told you.
Bwe onaagamba.
If you say.
Nti bintu binene naye. Zisigenda kufumbirwa basi
was to get married
by the man. Kakati ate bino byaki?
This for.
Bobo kiriza Katonda.
If you believe God,
ukiriza kigambo.
You believe his word.
Uteka kai.
And you put on actions.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Era tewali family genda kubira ntukufu.
No family is going to be holy.
Ni wakwado ufumbo boto.
Even a holy marriage.
Bali tukiriza kigambo cha Katonda.
Not believe the word of God.
Nokukola ngabo kiragira.
And do as it commands.
Ujarooza nti wamaze okwambala egandula.
Think you've already put on the gown.
Musajja yamaze okwambala suit.
Man has put on his suit.
Baba kutte video.
They captured your video.
Nga bagatti wachiwe.
And they got wedded. Finished in a holy marriage.
Wali okuzikirira wakati yao.
There is destruction in the midst.
Era sitani agamba bano barooza bayingidde.
And the devil said these are thinking they have entered a holy marriage.
Nambalinde.
Let me wait for them.
Oluvanyuma lwao ngenda kubalumba ewaka eyo.
After that I'm going to attack them home.
Jukira kati bw'otuuka embufumbo.
Remember when you reach the marriage.
Olina enkonge mu maaso go.
You are committed in your highs.
Waliwo enkonge eri awo.
There is a hindrance there.
Ng'ogamba already obufumbo butuko.
You say I'm already married.
Kamuvuma.
Let me abuse him that you understand me.
Ngenda vuma ekikazi.
Going to abuse this woman.
Beno kinempi.
And I will beat and slap her. And I will tell her the foolishness of my home.
But
you think the marriage is going to remain holy like that?
My
husband comes and says, now where are you going at this time? And you begin to cheer like that. Did you marry your donkey to tie it here? Speak what in that moment.
But you
know they entered the holy marriage.
Yes.
God left it to them to each what they want. But it's not like that, right? That's the family of God. You is become a father.
That's
why the image of the father right now. You do is a mother.
You
come for Lord Jesus in that image.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
And
these children, they are going to become right
in the
world.
Think
you're going to give them is what they're going to keep. What do you
call
elders keep the secrets of the family of God?
What they
give them is what they keep, for that's their life.
And
though they reach there, they are aligned. They never forget what you
have
been. You know, my mother and father used to fight. But me, it
was
the one. For it was not nice to see.
I
will never move in that.
And
it helps you in that way.
They
would never learn, they move in the same life. For the keepers of the secrets of the family, what you give them is what they will keep. Have you ever studied the 24 elders? They are there to keep the secrets. Everything they hear, whether good or bad, they keep it.
But the
kingdom of heaven, God never speaks what is bad. Praise Jesus.
Now
we have to be very careful. I know we shall reach also here. Laws how the children have to be moving. And we will have to watch over them. Let's move on with James. James 2 verse 20.
Naye oyagala okutegeera gwe omuntu atalimu ng'okukkiriza watali bikolwa tekuliko kye kugasa. Ibulayimu jajjaffe teyaweebwa butuukirivu lwa bikolwa kubanga yawaayo Isaaka omwana we ku kyoto. Olaba ng'okukkiriza kwakolera wamu n'ebikolwa bye era n'okukkiriza bwe bwe kwatuukirizibwa olw'ebikolwa bye.
Praise Jesus.
Ibrahimu akkiriza eddoboozi lya Katonda.
Abraham believed the voice of God.
Erimugamba okuwa Isaac.
Which was to offer Isaac.
Naye ekikolwa yalina okiteekako n'amutwalira ddala.
To put the action on and takes Isaac.
Paka Katonda yaga mbadde nnoonya okukkiriza okuliko ebikolwa naye katukutuukiridde.
Until God said I was seeking for faith with action, but it's gotten complete.
Kati ky'oba okola.
Now we have to
mwana muleke akaliga kaakano kubuuza.
Lift the son, get the lamb, and cut the lamb.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So that we
shouldn't think
that we
enter the holy marriage believing like that. That's not the right belief. The right faith comes from hearing and hearing the word of God and moving on to fulfill it. This is going to help angels of the family to come back before we move on to be explained much. The reason why you have to go back in those commands of the whole family
and
the holy marriage.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Bring back these angels to help us in many works. Move on to watch and take care of us.
We spoke
in 1 Corinthians 11 from verse 10. And he said this.
Bakorinso ekisoka esula ya 10.
11.
Bakorinso ekisoka esula ya 10. Olunyoro soka.
First Corinthians 11 from verse 10.
Bakorinso ekisoka esula ya 10 onyoro 10. Kye kiva kigwanira omukazi okubangako akabonero akokufugibwa ku mutwe gwe olwaba malaika. Era naye omukazi tabeerawo awatali musajja. Era omusajja tabeerawo awatali mukazi mu Mukama waffe.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Bino twagala okwongera obitegeera obulungi.
Want to move to understand this properly.
Tuva tugenda maaso n'okuggyawo ba singles.
That's why we move on to move and remove all the singles.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Kubanga twagala family entukuvu.
For we want the whole family.
Obufumbo obutukuvu.
And the whole marriage.
And this entukuvu.
And the whole church.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Ebiro biri batukumiranga mu mbeera efaanana bwe.
Fast the keepers situations like that. that we can be there. The Lord says, doesn't want to even see, neither hear of it. And they told us, woman has to have a sign of authority on behalf of the angels. Praise Jesus. They are angels of the family. The sign of authority, it's not to reign over them as if you shepherding your animal. For we shall see how this happens. Laws in Ephesians 5. And you who rules, or who is leading, what commands do you use to be a leader as a father? There are laws given you, but you have to move by as you're leading. Don't lead just and speak, you're the head of the family. I have to decide.
Is there
a head which speaks independently when it's not on the body? Have you ever seen that? Now you get your head off your body and put it aside. If you are the head, think of this, that the rest of the parts are bigger than the head on that body. For they are the children, they are the mother who works as your heart, and the rest are uncles and the children, and even the friends. It's a very big portion which you have to be very careful of. Not just speaking that you are the head. Being the head
is
not what makes the entire body. And when the head is alone, they say that it's just a trunk. When you find a head, you claim you find before the human being. What do you say?
The upper part,
the trunk is the down.
the person
is not there. It's the head of a person. Your parts are not enough.
You have
not gotten married. They don't call you a man. They call you a boy.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
For the
part missing upon you to become a man who is complete. We have some boys and girls in here.
It's not
despised.
When we move to
study the laws of the family and marriage, you'll be there
and
speaking your friends thinking you are a man. But you are just a boy and you are a girl. Now you claim you are a woman. If you have no head, you have no woman. You are not a woman. You are a girl. We shall see that.
It
will get aligned. For they have been angered to be called the Eddie. And they want to put on Mister.
Someone wants to be called
Mrs. Obani. But Mrs. who? Now you want the honors, but you have not reached there. Now
they
don't say it. I would have been called a woman. I have not got married. I'm who? You are a girl. And the one who is going to see you, he will see a girl. Except the retirees are called widows. And they have signs of being retired. We shall still see it in the laws.
It's been introduction of
many things to be seen within laws.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Naye nga tutegeezeddwako.
Have you been told?
Ndi ku lwa bamalayika.
For the sake of the angels.
Kitugwanidde okubaako obubonero naddala omukyala.
A woman is going to have a sign.
Tekeddwa okuba n'obubonero obwo.
They must have the signs.
Tujja okulaba mateeka mubeera
buti. We just seen the laws how they happen.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Bamalayika bano.
These angels.
Basinga okwetaaga mufe.
What they need most in us.
Bajja kutukiriza kigambo kya Katonda.
They come to fulfill the word of God.
Tumala okukikiriza.
After we believe it.
Netukikola.
And we do it.
Netubeera ne family netukufu.
Have a holy family.
Okusinza ku Zaburi 13:19.
According to Psalms 103 verse
19-22.
Njagala okakase nga ofuna family entukuvu. I want to prove you get a holy family. And a holy marriage. Some of us
caught
safe one portion and another never caught safe. We've got a serious problem. Families have problems which are unspeakable.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Pause.
Maybe.
When
we shall see these laws,
there
are punishments which are given in secret. On two families which break those commands. Those punishments, they may be given you in the beginning or when you've gotten old.
Those
children who are not right and complete,
they
are punishments. Which involves wild sicknesses which you die when you're crying over them. Even repenting to the last moment. For some of us, we jump criteria of marriage and even to scorn the laws.
We get
children who are very stubborn and other things.
And
God punishes us, but most of the time we never discover that. David made a mistake, but he saw his punishment. The child was beautiful. And God said, I'm taking the child. Gave him a punishment. After taking the child, you rejoice over that. Rejoice and go even eat food. Punishments pass through so much. But the world never gets to realize. Put those children where are normal, they have to be around. I've not abused them because
we've
spoken of their situations. But the child who is complete, you feel pain.
But
people never get back to God and realize. When we shall do good,
the
children of some are going to be healed even. When these angels have come to move with us,
if
stubborn children, they're going to be aligned.
They've
got the troubles of this world. And you've been born again all along by the children you have. All of them are messed up. They were families which are not holy. Marriage is not holy. For in religions, we
are
told that we put rings upon us.
We
began to do everything we wanted.
When we
salvation, nothing was told us. They did the same thing like others. But we want to change. To bring a new generation. Which has the full knowledge of God.
Concerns
the holy family. And the holy marriage. But they have told us. When we continue to obey these commands. Which are in the word of God. The angels of the family can come back.
Yes,
praise Jesus. We shall see them when they teach us.
They
can envision you and tell you everything. If someone is trying to propose to your wife along the road and it enters the heart and they come back when they think of it and they report that. Oh, you the husband.
By the
time you reach home when they have been updated of everything,
the condition
is going to be nice and we shall enjoy it.
naye nga kintu tugenda kuba tukola amateeka ga
katonda
okusobola okuza bamalayika
bano
zaburi 13:19-22
zaburi y'13 olunyiri lwa 19 Mukama yanyweza entebe ye mu ggulu n'obwakabaka bwe bufuga byonna mumwebaze Mukama mwe bamalayika be mwe abazira ab'amaanyi abatuukiriza ekigambo kye nga muwulira eddoboozi ly'ekigambo kye mumwebaze Mukama mwe mwenna ejje lye abaweereza be abakola by'ayagala mumwebaze Mukama mwe mwenna emirimu gye mwe bifo byonna byafugiramu webaze Mukama gwe emmeeme yange
tuwidde bamalayika batuukiriza ekigambo
kyane
bamalayika bafamiry betwagala
okwaniriza
era mu kusaba kwaffe
kuno
mu kaseera kano kennyini
tubaaniriza
batandika otuukiriza ekigambo kino eky'obutuukirivu kye tugenda mu maaso
n'okusoma
okuyambako famire zaffe okubeerawo nga ntukuvu
n'obufumbo
bwaffe
bagenda
tuyambako nnyo okulaba
but to help us so much take care of the children provision and their manners they are three benefit the three sides father the mother even the children
yes,
praise Jesus
it's
what brings us to see we are in the image of the other family
according
to Genesis 18
bino byetulaba ku bamalayika abo engeri gye baatambulanga ne famire ya Ibulayimu eyalimu
okukkiriza era
yatubikkulira emitendera gy'okuwasa bwe
gibeera
kubanga twawulira bwe yali awasiza
Isaaka
emitendera egyagobererwa
the criteria they followed
mu ruberebere 24
in Genesis 24
bano bye bafulumya Mukama bye yasinga okufulumizaamu
these out of them God released out
ebintu ebikwatagana ne famire bwe bibeera
how things concerning the family how they are
n'obufumbo obutukufu
and the holy marriage
duberebere 18 nyolusooka
Genesis 18 from verse 1
bamalayika bano baalabikanga ne mu buliwo
these angels even appeared physically
era tujja kubana bako bwe tunaatirira obulungi
and we shall see them when we align ourselves properly
tujja kulyako nabo
we shall eat with them
ne famire zaffe
even with our families
tuboolyawo ne bakyala mu buliwo n'obaana
visit physically
baba babeerawo ennaku zonna
be at their old days
tukuuma ebiragiro bino
as we keep these commands
naye basobola okusalawo ne bamanifestinga mu lunaku olumu ne balabikira ddala
try to manifest physically
mutuulako nabo n'abaana ne babalabako ne mulya
and they see the children you eat with them
naye bino
but these
byebigambo ebibadde ewala naffe
at the works you have been very far from us
olwa famiry ezaatabanguka
etta by family which got messed up long time
because you know obufumbo obutali butukuvu
even marriage is not holy
twalowooza okubanga nti bwabeeranga
butukuvu they were holy
luberebere essula ya 18 lunya olusooka
Genesis 18 from verse 1
Mukama n'amulabikira awali emivule gya Mamule bwe yali ng'atudde mu mulyango omutuntu n'ayimusa amaaso ge n'atunula era laba abasajja basatu nga bayimiridde mu maaso ge awo bwe yabalaba n'ava mu mulyango gw'eweema n'adduka mbiro okubasisinkana n'avunama n'ayogera nti Mukama wange obanga kaakano ndabye ekisa mu maaso go tova wali muddu wo nkwegayiridde kale nno baleete otuzzi munaabe ebigere muwummulire wansi w'omuti nange n'aleeta akamere musanyuke emitima gyammwe ne mulyoka mugenda
naye nga no bagezaako tulaga
nti
bamalayika bano
bwe
bajja ye ye Ibulayimu yagamba Mukama
when they came the Abraham said Lord
yabayita bakama
you never called them Lord
ye yalaba mu kitafu omwana omutuku
so within them the Father Son and the Holy Spirit and they are one
yes
praise Jesus
nabaga ne baba naza kubigere
and they washed their feet
yali nkola ya kukakana
they are norm and way of humble
nokulaga hospitality okwaniriza
aba and show the hospitality of welcoming
yes
praise Jesus
kwegaani babaaniriza
and they will come to them
ne baleeta ne ku mmere
and even brought food for them
ne baliako bonna
and they ate together
ne basanyuka nabo
and they rejoiced with them
yali ng'ambeera nnungi
it was a good situation
ekyabangawo mulundi gumu
never happened once
kyabeerangawo
it always happens
Yes, you must.
Praise Jesus.
Erango malaika kukyalira family.
An angel to visit the family.
Tekyabanga kintu kipya.
Wasn't something new.
Kubanga ne bwe yagende wa Lot.
Even when he went to Lot.
Tujukiranga bana basajja ababiri bo bagende wa Lot.
Remember the two went to Lot.
Family ya Lot ya Sodom je
yali. Family of Lot where it was in Sodom.
Ne bayingirayo.
And they entered there.
Ne basura ate kuno basurayo.
And this time they slept there.
Uba wa Nero mune be ne musika ne bamalaika waka.
And you sleep with angels home.
Naye kati kuno omulembe.
This generation.
Ebintu bibadde byaba dasta.
Been far from us.
Naye tujukire.
But let's remember.
Kusinzira mu Isaiah 58.
Isaiah 58.
Kama yatugamba tulina okuzza emisingi egyedda
egyasika. We have to restore the foundations of old.
N'okuzza amakubo ag'okutuulamu.
To restore those ways, all the pathways.
Yes, yebazi.
Praise Jesus.
Ag'okuwummuliramu.
Of our rest.
Yes, yebazi.
Praise Jesus.
Bino tubikomyawo
kankano. Restore them right now.
Nga omulembe omujja ogulina okumanya Katonda
okujjudde. As a generation with the full knowledge of God.
Yes, yebazi.
Praise Jesus.
Bamalayika bano basobola okugira ddala ewaka
wange. These angels can come right to our homes.
Singa tudende tufuna family entukuvu.
Get back, get the whole family.
Oluvannyuma lw'obufumbo obutukuvu.
After the holy marriage.
Nga tugenze maaso n'okwata ebiragiro bya Katonda.
Move on to pay and hold on God's laws.
Ebikuma family zino n'obufumbo nga bitukuvu.
This family and marry with their holy.
Netatuwoza bulowoza ku byambalo bye twayambala ku mukolo.
Never think of the clothes and the garments we put on them.
Mpozi n'empeta zino zitutadde.
Even these rings we put on just with your signs.
Which
show people who are tied together.
Yes, you was.
Praise Jesus.
Yes, you was.
Praise Jesus so much.
Hold
on the laws of God as
they are. These
angels are going to come back and minister to us. There is no family they will ever bewitch. It's not there. But they would have seen witchcraft already and beat it
down.
They can even tell you. They never plotted your children to get sick on this day. For when we are home, many times we know that in this month the children are going to get sick. And you cancel it when it's early. For when they get sick,
you
see, they come in a vision and tell you,
you're
going to give them this medication or pray for them this. And you dream it as if you're praying for the children. They have passed the message through that. And the children are well.
The
problem we've been having, and we have to wrestle with this thing ourselves.
You're
reaching late to give birth,
and
you don't know your age, you have to tell in these issues. No, the mother can get said, tell her angel, my friend, tell the angels of
counsel,
my angel, the angel of the mother
married,
tell the angel of counsel, let them bring a child to me.
Because,
but we are there and things were far. Have no criteria in your life.
But
just let me God give me a son, a child.
You
delayed so much. You are jumping the levels. Angel is sent for you, is right close to you. If perhaps you have him.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Luberebelye essuula y'ekumi n'omunaana olunyiriri olw'okutaano. Nange n'aleeta akamere, musanyuke emitima gyammwe ne mulyoka mugenda.
Bamalayika bajja ne mutuula ne mulyako.
Come and you sit with them and you rejoice.
Mbeera musanyukira ddala ewaka.
You rejoice home.
Nga mubategedde nti era bamalayika.
Understood their angels.
Ne banyumya ne banyumya.
And they chat with you and they chat with you.
Ne muba munyumya ki?
Even you chatting what?
Tujja gama ne ibori.
You don't see the other neighbor.
Omanyi tugenda tubawulirayo nga balwana.
You know we hear them fighting all the time.
Kakati bamala okulwana.
After they fight.
Ne bagenda mu bar.
They go in the bar.
That's why you're
going to chat with the angel. You must be done with things of heaven. And you tell him things of heaven.
Is
the situation of here? How are we going to answer it? For we have our colleagues.
Their
situation that is
different.
How can we help them? You are in chatting and rejoicing. Home, what preparation is there?
What is homeland?
Homeland of Jesus.
Those are what
that you reach from there.
mbozi n'olusuku gye luli naye
even the garden
in
the story you connect not in speaking waraji with an angel even the rumors the women are always in you must have prepared yourself. That's where the normal appear. He told the church in Revelation 3 if you reject my rebuke,
I'm
going to take away the lampstand of the angel. What happened on us was what? That those lampstands, it shows the spirit of the Lord who appears through the word of God. The angels are there to fulfill God's word. The angel of the family remains to do what when you have not the word of God. An angel appeared in the past
season,
to some in the seasons.
And you're
taking along, you praying for a car, it's not given you. This place we're going to become Jacob and wrestle with an angel.
Then
you break those bones of yours and
will
bless you. You know something, get the angel
to
fight with you. But they don't tell the effect of fighting with an angel.
Jacob,
they broke the socket of his body. He used to walk off like that. off sight.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Now,
when you will think, you will go wrestle with an angel.
It can put
a wound upon you, will die with you, never forget it.
You
know when they told us
churches,
they say go get that angel, tell him to that not let you go. Bless me. And we are not going to follow those words. Given a blessing, obey God's commands and laws.
As spoken
in Deuteronomy 28. Diligently hearken to my voice. Obey my laws and my commandments.
God's
blessings will follow you. They are to just follow us. We don't seek for them.
But
this day, this generation,
people
move the mountains and the valleys to seek a blessing.
To
fight an angel is not the right thing. For from then, Israel stopped eating the socket of the bones.
And
the portion of the socket of every animal, they could not eat it. Anytime they wanted to eat, they remembered the other wound which Jacob got. Why have you spoken all this?
We're
going to broaden the laws we've been speaking of, and we shall see them in the scriptures. That's the foundation. Even to profit out of that, these angels will be with us. We shall speak with them in our homes. They will begin the vision system of the visions and of the dreams.
When
you see yourself with them in the family, they are counseling you. They will manifest physically, and we are used to them. And it never threatens you.
But
imagine as we are here,
Papa,
and the flying thing comes entering. Some of us faint. We are not used to that. Others, we cease to have how to speak. We
are speechless.
Others, the others,
and
angels arrive all along. I've been needing a car. Others we can shout.
But
we've not understood it. Others can say, Pastor, you seek a demonic spirit. The good thing we are first taught. To see of the angels, I first was in visions. They told me how they appear. told me their codes as they speak with us to separate them from the fallen angels.
For
even fallen angels I met them, but how do you think I separated them? These codes of the angels, what they have to speak and what they shouldn't speak. Those codes, we read them in Revelation mostly. We shall be seeing them brief. I know we have to get explained when we start of angels groups in Jerusalem.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But they have codes they speak through. Now of the family, they too have their codes. They can say, praise him, the Father of all spirits. And you answer the one seated above the heavens, they understand you. And they say, praise him, the Mother of all creations. Our Lord Jesus, seated in the third heaven. For they use the code of the family. Praise him with the 24 elders, and you answer,
they
who keep the secrets of the kingdom of God, as it's written in Revelations. Or he can tell you, praise him, he who created, they who keep the secrets of God, and he gives Revelations 7, and you answer the 24 elders who are in Revelations 4. You are in line of understanding each other. That's to be the one God.
Not
a fallen angel falling upon you and he cones you when he knows nothing.
You
tell this woman refused to prepare supper.
Oh,
in the night you came, this woman. They will understand you. These angels, we have to separate. Questions which made angels disappear are those. For they are fallen angels. Now, never understood them. Even could not differentiate them from the others. Now, how could they have come? It was impossible.
You
have to understand them clearly. The other code they usually use, they can tell you, praise him, the auntie of all creations, of the uncle of creations. You must be knowing him, and you answer the Holy Spirit who leads the children of God, and you put scriptures there. Must understand them well and they connect with us. When we sit on the table and we chat and we speak things, they who come to visit, they face a problem. That alone can take them from there when they have gotten saved. Find you with new men home, are speaking words of heaven, but they may never even understand them. That's why it's told in Hebrews, let's not stop welcoming visitors, for within them comes visitors, angels. It was a thing which happened. It wasn't just a story. Let's stop welcoming visitors, for we can welcome angels within them. It's not a story. It's not that the visitors coming are the angels. Angels are the ones to prove they are angels. Welcoming visitors and there are no angels within them. I feel I'm tired of those years.
As
we welcome visitors and an angel is among us them.
But
our forefathers, the time they have welcomed visitors, there has never been an angel.
What
there is a problem.
The
scripture is in Hebrews 13. Let's not stop welcoming visitors.
Abebulaniya esula ya 13 olunyolo okubiri.
Hebrews 13 verse 2.
Temwerabiranga kusembeza abagenyi kubanga olwokwo Waliwo abasembeza bamalayika nga tebamanyi.
Yes, he was in.
Praise Jesus.
Welcoming
visitors.
Waliyo abasembeza bamalayika nga tebamanyi.
They will welcome visitors with angels without knowing.
Naye.
But
we've
taken love without seeing this.
We have heard
it in things which are spoken.
Okuva mu ggwanga ki?
Right from what nation?
Mu family ki?
In what family?
Tukyaludde okulaba ebigambo bwe bi.
Taken long to see words like this.
Naye olw'obuweereza buno Mukama bwe batuwadde.
Ministry God has given us.
Tukakasa nga tulina okubalaba.
Prove we have to be seen of them.
Era balina okujja ewaffe.
But they have to come in our homes.
Mwe twalabiza abangi.
When we welcome many.
Twetaaga bamalayika bano tubalabeko.
We need to see of his angels.
Tutumye nabo.
And we chat with them.
Abaana babamanye.
Children get to know them.
Tuleme okubanga gwe tulinga abanyumya sitori.
We not speak as if heaven is a story.
Tuogera ku bamalayika kati mu kanisa ni tulinga aboogera story.
Angels in church as if we are speaking a story, poem of some long time.
Bamalayika omanyi malayika anajira Yakobo.
Angel came to Jacob.
Uwange gwe walijja diye.
You, when will he ever come to you?
You know, this story.
This is not a story. And the other know this. The latter church
was
meant to be glorious than the one which was former. The one of Moses moved through the shadow. Ours moved through the original things. And they said, won't it be more glorious? If the Old Testament came through glory, it was escorted by angels.
Say
the New Testament would be beyond.
Actually,
it began straight with angels.
What
happened for them to disappear?
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus. Something wrong happened.
We started
in the schemes of the devil.
When
they moved on changing the spirit. And they got another spirit.
Changed
Christ and his church. And
they put
false Christ and the churches. And
they
changed the gospel of the kingdom of heaven. Each one brought his own gospel. According to their own religion. Or their belief. When we came in salvation, each one got his own ministry and his own gospel. Others are deliverance. How could angels get into such a system?
Being
in the gospel of the kingdom of heaven, where they are. When we preach our own, they to come in from where? Even the family is like that.
Not
related to the family God gave us. They can never come in our families.
But they have to follow
what is the family of the Father to give us.
Abraham
moved by.
Turn
back to Genesis.
Oluberebere sura 18. Olunyiriri olw'omukaaga.
Genesis 18 verse 6.
Tuzeye ku lukutaano. Oluberebere sura 18 olw'okutaano.
Genesis 18 verse 5.
Nange naleeta akamere, musanyuke emitima gyammwe, ne mulyoka mugenda, kubanga mutuuse eri omuddu wammwe, ne boogera nti, kola bw'otyo nga bw'oyogedde.
Genda otegeke emmere ffe we tuli.
Prepare food we are around.
Naye malayika kati n'okulabika mukwolesebwa akuddukako ng'ebimu temunaabyogera.
Angel to appear even in a vision right from you before you speak anything with him.
Kubanga alaba by'oddako okwogera kasasi.
For he sees what you're going to speak next,
bakusaza
rubbish and they cancel the vision.
Ogamba nabadde ngenda omubuuza.
To ask him.
Kwolesebwa ne kukoma.
And the vision ended there.
In the condition
we're not right standing. Physically, when they come out, are we going to speak with them?
Yes,
Jesus. We want this new generation to be
totally
different. As God promising and expecting it to be.
Genesis 18 verse
6.
Ibrahimu nayanguwa nayingira muweema eri Sara nayogera nti teekateeka mangu ebigero bisatu ebyobutta obugoye ofumbe emmere. Ibrahimu n'adduka mbiro eri ekisibo.
Mulina okubanga mulina entegeragana wakanga nungi.
Must have a good relation home.
Bw'ogamba muno okola bw'oti n'akola.
And you tell your spouse do this and they do.
Baba kubamu obutabanguko.
If there was some chaos among them.
would
have told her, prepare, and would ask him, don't you have hands? Even Abraham
could
leave alone. He went to prepare a meat.
Now
the wife is still preparing, you two prepare still on the side. Seated in the sofas. The man has to be comfortable.
What?
And you, when God is not acted like that. For the father works and the son is working. Is it not that? He explained it in John. John 5. Father is working, me too, I'm working. Father working and the mother is working. How you are just sitting at home? When you sweep the compound, they bewitched you. Sweeping the compound, the woman bewitched him. Found him washing clothes. That is not witchcraft. That is the home. But some, even our situation, we have to get out of them. For they work situations. And they are a gentleman. Now God to be a what?
Genesis 18 verse 7. Ibrahim naduka ambiro eri ekisibo nakimenyana engonvu ennungi najiwa omuddu nayanguwa okujifumba naddira omuzigo n'amata n'ennyana ngafumbye nabiteeka mu maaso gaabwe.
Ibrahim naye yafumba.
Abraham took oaks.
Naye waliwo esajja
said there is a man.
Ne bwe lijja kawo akasigirikanyo
kanyo. And the charcoal is making smoke there, they shout to be taken away. And what you do is not there. You are a very funny man. You are not a father even. For you have never looked like one. You don't look like the Father in heaven. You are in your own thing. You're just a man. Genesis 18 verse 8.
Nebamugamba nti ali ludda wa Sara mukazi wo.
Now listen.
Nayogera nti laba ali muweema. Nayogera nti sirirema kukomawo w'oli ekiseera bwe kiridda. Era laba Saala mukazi wo alizaala omwana ow'obulenzi. Saala n'awulira mu mulyango gw'eweema eyali ennyuma we. Ibulayimu ne Saala baali bakaddiye era nga bayitiridde obukadde.
Remember when they come, and the Father and the Holy Spirit, and they're there on behalf of the Spirit of wisdom and understanding and of counsel.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Can tell everything to us of season time.
It
means what? I can inquire, Lord, I'm going to spend how many years in this room? What seasons have you prepared that you get me away from here? This kind of job you wish fit for me on what season? You wish me children in what seasons? And how many children?
So continue
to explain that ahead. As we study what is called family planning. You know, some people, it's not in the Bible. It's in the Bible. Many times we speak it and people say perhaps apostle is lying. Let's wait to see where he wrote scriptures for that. Oh, the Bible, we opened it. You were lying. You just opened, you never understood. It too we shall study in the Bible. Family planning.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
Luberebere esura ya 18 onyirwa 11.
Genesis 18 verse 11.
Ibrahim ne Sara bali bakaddiye era nga bayitiridde obukadde songa Sara tachiabera ng'empisa eya bakazi bweri.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
Tujja empisa yo mujimanyi burundi.
You know that manna.
Akaseera kaneno mukama keyawa akyekiwumulo.
That moment God gave the women the rest.
Obutajulanga mmere wadde baka nga kamaze okugwa.
Eating food until the period has passed. And the laws of the family, we shall start that part. You want to eat, you are in fast 3 to 4 days. Don't go on that food, it will be a serious case. You know there are people. They want meat. They eat meat and they don't wash the blood off the meat. They just eat like that.
They're
breaking the laws of God.
The
moment he gives the woman to rest, even though you ask for other rest, that you agree it upon with your partner. We shall see all that.
Be
there to mess up each other. Leave me alone, I will not give you food today. I first ask you, are you in the sense God prepared? Where are you lying? You know, they never gave us those scissors.
We are arrested.
We are arrested. We don't rest. That is how the gift works. Understand things are going to be eased for us.
And
cease to have those chaos and the fights in the family.
And
thought if you're married, you cannot reach heaven because of things like that.
Now, let me make
an introduction for that.
Where you get there?
Lubereberye esura ya 18 olunyirirwa 12.
Genesis 18 verse 12.
Sara naseka mundaye. Ngayogera nti nga mmaze okukaddiwa ndisanyuka. Era ne mukama wange ng'akaddiye. Mukama n'agamba Ibrahimu nti kiki ekimusesezza Sara.
Kaakati ekizibu kye tulina
kati. Now the problem we have.
Fena tulina okubanga tujjudde ekigambo.
All of us must be filled with the word.
Obutagwamu ssuubi mu maaso ga Mukama.
We have hope before the Lord.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Naye bwe tubeera ng'omwagwamu essuubi mu kigambo.
One weakens within the word.
Bamalayika bantu basobola kujja kwogera naffe.
Angels can never come to speak with us.
Kubanga abamu baseka.
For some laugh.
Olw'ebyo Katonda by'abeera ayogedde.
Over what God has spoken with us. Maybe Sarah explains that she was no more. Even Abraham was no more steady. But we see God empowering him, for he's the one who gives that gift. Even the others, one who gave her the days of rest, powered and renewed them all, and they began flesh. You know, 90 years and the other is
100.
If you go back in your youth, and you eat food day, morning, evening, and supper,
and
things are like that and are good like that. Praise Jesus. Problem we formed. Things and air them in our hearts. And we never forget them.
Sarah,
those Sarah was with Abraham. Some of what commanded them.
We
are getting from their father's house. And they had forgotten them. That the God they were moving with was of faith. What he tells you, what you believe. And she forgot that. Here came a problem and she laughed. And she had a lot of reasons to give out. Some of us, or a man or woman, you reach a time and you get issues in the home. And you say, let's put issues of the word aside. Look at me, my husband. I want you to understand me as me. Not as the wife. Put the Bible aside. You woman have told you, even though Bible says, but understand me as me. Here is where the problem is.
This is not
going to move like this, brethren.
What you're going to
do, bring the Bible, show your wife how you're going to do with them.
Now, according to the
word. You to the woman, bring the Bible, prove what you do is according to the word. Many times we put it aside and we decide to do what we want.
Let
God say, okay. If you want, the devil wants going to come pass upon your life, I'm not going to hinder him.
For
you to decide to abandon me. Genesis 18, verse 13.
Mukama n'agamba Ibulayimu nti kiki ekimusesezza Saala ng'ayogera nti mazima ndizaala omwana nga nkaddiye. Waliwo ekirema Mukama.
Eno y'ensonga kuba bano baali bamalayika.
The reason for this were angels.
Ekintu ekyo kyayogedde mu proof.
Watch his heart. Say.
Magezi gakende.
The wisdom and understanding is gotten down.
Abooluganda abakyala.
Brethren, the women.
Oba abawala abajja mu
maaso. All the girls coming ahead.
Tubasaba ekintu kimu.
We request you one thing.
Ekigambo kya Katonda kibeerenga kumpi n'emitima gyammwe n'amagezi
gammwe. Let the word of God be closer to your hearts and your minds.
Kubanga gy'okoma okukyerabira.
The more you forget it.
Obanga alaze Katonda tasobola tuukiriza.
As if you've shown God he cannot fulfill.
Obanga amubaza atalina maanyi.
As if you've counted him who has no power.
Buliwo se ekigambo kye wansi.
Anytime you lower his word.
Osalawo otambule ng'obuyinza bw'amagezi go bwe buli.
Decide to move as the forward of your mind tells you.
Ekisobola kukola.
It can never work.
Newankubadde ng'oli musajja.
Even though you are a man.
Ekikola ku buyinza bwo.
Never works in authority.
Wabula mu kigambo kya Katonda.
But within the word of God.
Luberebere esule ye 18:14. Genesis 18:14. Waliwo ekirema Mukama. Mu biro ebyateekebwawo ndikomawo w'oli. Ekiseera bwe kiridda, ne Saala alizaala omwana ow'obulenzi. Saala n'alyoka yeegaana ng'ayogera nti sisese.
Ebigambo bino bane tubiveeko.
Let's leave these words, friends.
Ate olumu banaye tuwogerawogera ennyo.
Sometimes when you speak so much,
weerabira ne by'oyogedde.
You even forget what you've spoken.
Ate kino ku bakazi kingi
nnyo. And this on the women it's so much.
Ayinza n'okuvuma n'omugamba wanvumye na nakuvumye.
And they can abuse and you tell them you abuse me and they ask, when did I abuse you?
Kugamba toyogera nnyo kisenge kya byogenda okwogera birowoozo.
Think and meditate upon what you're
going to say.
And the same time, the man
too.
There are men and we rush in speaking.
And
he speaks.
He
never even takes it forever. He's just speaking.
Okay,
my husband, what have you spoken? Where did I speak that?
Nakugamba wayiriza
itolo
mukazi kwetu kwanga mu wayiriza kwewa mwe
stopped that character of your home.
Nenga byonno byoge
but you've spoken all.
Kati yaseka
now she laughed.
Nibi yaroza byali bingi.
I thought was much.
Ne Katonda byawulira ebiri mu mutima gwe
bingi. God had what was upon her heart was much.
Luberebere sura ya 18:15.
Genesis 18:15.
Saala n'alyoka yeegaana ng'ayogera nti sisese kubanga yatya
yatya okulabikanga nnyonnyola.
She got afraid to be explaining of that.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Bakatonda anyiga n'agamba aluza sinza kikola.
Angered and pet, she thinks I can't do that.
Olaba saawe oyo wofunirawo olubuto ne luzimbirawo ne lukula.
Moment to get the pregnancy and it protrudes big. Of missing God.
He can create a child
within you right that moment and grows.
Ecclesiastes
3.
There
are seasons and times of everything.
And he
can make things beautiful according to his own will. When he wants, he can make a spirit immediately and it grows and even experiences labor pains immediately. But you can prove it can work. Genesis 18:15. He says no.
You have laughed.
Don't refuse over it.
Genesis 18:16. Kubanga kyenava mumanya alyoka abalagire abaana be n'ennyumba ye eriddawo okukwatanga ekkubo lya Mukama okukolanga ebyobutuukirivu n'ebyensonga Mukama alyoka aleete ku Ibulayimu bye yamwogerako.
Yes,
yaliba
atulagiridde ebyobutuukirivu ebyobwenkanya amakubo ga Mukama mu ggwanga eryo lyaliba ataddewo
naye
naffe tulyegattako mu linnya lya Mukama waffe
Yesu
okusobola okukola bino. Yesu yebazibwa. Ibulayimu yasobola okuwerekera bamalayika
Sara
yali tasobola kugenda maaso
kubaba
olwedde yali amaze okubaako embeera gyatonda
weetalimu
nga kati woogenda maaso n'okubawerekera
owulira
conviction ng'olina agabikanji
otambula
tonyumya ng'osise
and they have left it already.
When
you and you accept this, chat over other things. What I request
is
if there are chaos in the homes,
you
know the devil brings such things. You cut them immediately off and you learn yourself. Even God will be in your midst. If you continue the cycle of quarreling and others begin to say where we ended is where we stopped from. We start from. You know, there are women who are not easy. If you have issues and the man runs from home, when he comes back and he brings some things home, that it may calm down the situation, the other throws them aside, take them aside.
Where have you did?
You've forgotten where we ended. We need to get back. Let it pass in another way. On the issue which troubled you and you align it. If God was to come in the other of Adam, the sins we first committed. The Bible says God was in the Lord Jesus. He reconciled with the world, not counting our sins which
should have happened
on us. He never reached on them. Even when he sent his son, he said the son never came to condemn us, but that we may be saved through
him.
The reconciliation of the Father is like that.
And
ask men to always have that
reconciliation,
even the women to believe it. Don't be there to start from where you end it.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Because
the time I want us to
biki ebibeerawo nga oluvannyuma lw'okuba nti twandiriza bamalayika bano
famiry
bagirabiira batya
nga
tugenze mu maaso n'okukwata amateeka
n'ebiragirofamiry
entukuvu ebiragiro bya famiry entukuvu n'obufumbo
obutukuvutunaba
tubikutte nga bwe tugenda
okubisoma
binaabeera bitya
lubereberye
20
olubereberye essula ya 20 olunya olusooka Ibulayimu n'ava eyo n'atambula okugenda mu nsi ey'obukiika obwa ddyo n'atuula wakati wa Kadesi ne Suuli n'abeera mu Gerali. Ibulayimu n'ayogera ku Saala mukazi we nti ye mwannyinaze, ne Abimereki kabaka ow'e Gerali n'atuma n'atwala Saala. Naye Katonda n'ajira Abimereki mu kirooto eky'ekiro.
Bamalayika ki abaali bakola bino?
What angels were doing this?
Bamalayika ba family.
The angels of the family.
Omukazi w'ani gw'omanyi?
Whose woman are you familiarizing?
Kale n'okumugambako obugambi mu kkubo eri.
Just speak a word to her.
Ekiro olwo tabakutadde mu geyena.
In the night you dream where they put you in hell for that.
Bano bamalayika abajja buli musajja gw'asiŋŋanya mwe.
Who begin to propose to every man they find. As you get near to him, you go the night the dream you get.
Capture
them, beat them in the city for getting close to that man. What kind of man is this?
What
woman did I get closer to? Who are they watching over her?
Ate bugana okw'ebirooto batandikira mu mubiri kukanyaga.
Dreams they begin to affect your frame. What I want to tell you, if they beat the one outside, in the family when you commit those evil things, what will happen there?
Omukwe kubeera wadde.
Is one to get sick,
omunafu ewaka,
weak at home,
azirika buli kiseera,
they will faint every time.
Ate nga alabulwa mu birooto
atalwaki
ekyo kimubaddeko era abamu beekuniza ne bagaana n'okwogera
nayeyongera
bweyongezi paka lwanayogera
enasiŋŋanya
eryami ne liŋŋambako
nayempulira
nga zinkutteko
mukama nsosiwo
Yesu
yeebazibwe
lubereberye essula ya 20 olunya olwokusatu naye Katonda n'ajira Abimereki mu kirooto eky'ekiro n'amugamba nti laba gwe oli mufubufu
oyo
omukazi gwolinaye Ibulayimu agenda
okumuwaayoamba
sister batwala
kibeera
obeera newaka gwehuye mukazi gwe ojatambula
oba
ojasigalanga
ewakaweralikira
mwami
kubanga
bwanakola bajja mukomyawo
ngomukubadde kukwana the mouth which has been writing is off right now.
Alioka kubulira ekyabaddewo
and they will tell you what happened.
Akankubulire.
Let me tell you.
Tugenda kulaba ebintu.
We are going to see things.
Mumulimu gwa mukama guno ogusembayo mu kwanga gusera mu gwanga ya Uganda.
Last mission testing in Uganda.
Kino kigenda kuteekawo embeera.
This is going to put a situation.
Kankubuli ne bw'onaatuuka nga oli mukazi akwaniddwa.
When you reached that your woman who has been proposed.
Katonda okutaasa ennyo.
God to say so much.
Ajasooka nga mutuuse eri.
You first when you reach there.
Agarewo.
And you close.
Olabe bwe banaayita.
And you see where they will pass.
Naawe okomewo nga bakugaddewo tubuuze ekyakugasizaawo.
When they have closed you, we shall ask why you were closed. We speak of clothing. They have closed the door. No access. When we are at Longuja, there is a boy who did those things.
n'akomawonga alina ecupa nene nnyo
and he came had a big bottle
n'atutwala mu kijigo tulaga ku cupa eyo
in the latrine to show us what had happened to him
ecupa nga ddala nene nnyini
cupa ya soda was big enough and we asked him what did you do and he reached there. We had given him money to enter. He had nothing when we were coming.
But
remember when he was coming? He came when they had put their things in the
cavern.
He had a wife and two children. And God told us to be with them.
And
give them money. Give them to rent. And give them capital. And we did it like that.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
He gave him capital of
50,000 shillings worth in 2 weeks.
He
was in 300,000. In a month, he had 800,000 shillings. He was usually coming home
every day.
In those days, he sent a messenger. He spent the month not coming anymore home. He sent a message. He too sent a message to us that let them to also come to my home. The messenger told us he had bought a bunch of bananas we used to do
things
and he had put bread home
that
lets to also go to his home.
He
wasn't in good. It was in things of pride. And we took all kept quiet. This time we came, we saw him come sick in that way. And he had his bottle. And it's in his trouser. He told us where the store where things came from. He went to make money. And he went to sleep where he
was.
Now he fell. I think he spent time doing that. This time as if he was unwell.
We worked in Mokazi.
When it woke in the morning, the woman who was
there,
when he saw the woman lame, and the bottle began to gain size. But
nobody
came upon him. I try to stretch, God pulls the hand. I stretch, God pulls it. It's happened here. First, leave him. He has to repent first. Another day came when the heart is what has been drawn from him. He had a big head. For even ended up getting mad. Now we saw things in
Longuja.
And we prayed to God. Yes, you rebuke the one you love. But first, study and understand you.
The
first people who understand, but these have not studied at all. And we reason and agreed with God. For God is a God we reason with. And he said, let's first study. And begin to do when there are people to be seen upon.
Don't
think this study is of a joke. You will see.
Yes, we must praise Jesus.
Let's be very careful.
James
20. Genesis 20, verse 3.
Namugamba nti laba gw'oli mufubufu olw'omukazi gwe watwala kubanga alina bba.
Namugamba gwe.
I told him you. She would take another's wife.
Wait
to get back the laws of family
and of
holy marriage. You will see. You are not going to trouble yourself anymore.
There
an axe to that's not there. The axe of the Lord is there. You're not going to waste and trouble yourself. Walk your own, you will see a problem. Come back with a big bottle. Or when I close the door. And we take the operator. Where we operate is where they cover again. Now they will put on something in you to be able to release. And they ask, what happened on this person? These are things which happen when you've done wild things. And God never wants you to appear in adultery.
Or
you can hear that the wife of someone be taken by another. He clothes you at least. Oh, if it's not closed,
he
ceases to have power. You know who gives that gift? As he reaches there, and the guns,
there
is nothing like one bullet in it. It's you to face, you have come back and speak. I had gone to meet so and so, and the gun died. If you don't speak it, women, you'll ask my wife, she'll tell you. When
I in
Lumuja, we used to be like that. When they meet her on the way, I
just
speak with her. And me, I'm on video watching home. Me too, when I'm there, she's also here. Moment of quietness. We've been aligning ourselves. When he brings back his ways, and he finds us when we are well.
They've
tried us in this moment. God is kept silent, but it's not been possible.
Because
we began to study, and God has come back.
Let
me help his family. The church begins from the family. Genesis 3:4. They never allowed him to get close. Every time he wanted to go, he
got
bullets, he would go back. Woman, what is wrong with her? Anytime he wanted to arrive, to go do something, and
would
eat. And nothing. The gun had nothing. The gun was dead.
Now I was dying.
It was been having things troubling like a
battery.
I pray, as your gun is killed if it nears you.
Anything
which looks like your person is not yours. Ask, tell God, I have a problem. Ask when someone wants to take me. Let the gun cease to have all bullets out of it. Genesis 20:4.
Teyagamba yeye nyini nti. Ye mwanyinaze.
And say, Lord, you beat me, but the man said this is a sister to him.
He's
a sister, you go with him. This was said that the nation was holy with these people. Because they told him this is a sister. Don't you search what is beyond that? You just
search
the sister you follow.
Genesis 20:4. 5.
Did you investigate? Our God says, first carefully look and
analyze.
Don't be quick to speak, neither to do things. Genesis 20, verse 6.
Katonda n'amugamba mu kirooto nti, weewaawo, manyi nga wakola ekyo ng'olina omutima omutuukirivu era nange ne nkuziyiza okunnyonoona.
Nakuyambako kalibi wadde wali tomanyi naye kasita nakutta na masasi.
Always kill two bullets. He was going to sin.
Man
is honored in heaven and earth. Don't do it again. God sees his family as his image. And the Father appears in the image of the Father in heaven. The Mother appears in the image of the Lord Jesus. The uncle appears in the image of the Spirit. And the children appear in the image of the 24 elders. Praise Jesus.
Send
his angels to monitor all situations.
Malaika wa abana,
angel of the children,
malaika wa mama,
angel of the mother,
ne malaika wa tata,
the angel of the father.
They
monitor every situation to be in the way
it has,
and it's full of joy.
Luberebele esura ya makumi abiri, olunyoromkaga.
Genesis 20 verse 6.
Chinavanema okukuganya okumukwatako.
It is me who refused and hindered you. I weakened you.
Kale no zayo mukazi wa musajja.
Kwato mukazi wa bendi.
Take this man's wife.
Atebo omuzayo gamba twali kyenna mukazi.
When you take her back, say you did nothing to her.
Kwabo na denga tukayo nga masasi gagwa.
For when time you reach there, the bullets cease to be there.
Luberebele sura makumi abiri olunyoro musambu.
Genesis 20 verse 7.
Kale no zayo mukazi wa musajja kubanga ye nabbi. Naye ali kusabira.
Yenda ye ajjo kusabira
ogoro ko pepo you and you will arise again.
Saje banga yona ali afute.
All along he had died.
Kantegeza abaruganda abachali abata
basoma. Breath of was still young and
stuff. Kama no banada.
When these ages will come back.
Bona keza ko sembero murenzi yenda mchikoro wicho.
Try to get closer to a boy in that action. That's what will happen.
Bajja kukugalawo.
They will close you.
Oba okutto oli gwogeza okusemberera.
Kill the other you've gotten closer to.
Muri mu kiboko ezeewunyisa.
There are beatings which are amazing.
Family egenda kubanga eh.
Family is going to be.
Family entukuvu.
A holy family and a holy home.
Omwana otogera kuddamu kwerali.
Look at the world of your child.
Likati yakuttawa agenzewa.
That they have headed moved where?
They will work.
Tell them what they have to do, refuse them this and that. And you've even beaten them concerning the laws. And they go beyond those laws. And they've not heard. They will be handling them themselves. You raise children when they are not
having manners.
They will handle them in that system. You see a child ask. Father, I dreamt when they have told me you raised me wrong. What is that kind of raising? And the child will ask you themselves. For they dreamt when they are telling them that they have been raised wrongly. And you begin to pretend and you not tell them the right thing. And they will attack you. Family is going to be nice.
Luberebele sura ya makumi abiri. Revelation
Genesis 20 verse 7.
Tegera naye ali kusabira nawe oli bamulamu era bw'otomuzeeyo tegera nga tolirema kufa.
The rest if you refuse, death is what is next.
Tegera nga tolirema kufa gwe n'ababo bonna.
His entire family was going to be taken out. Let me tell you the thing. Things are raising levels. You refuse this, they handle another.
If you refuse
to understand, you
will
see what will happen physically.
Luberebelie esula ya makumi ya abiri olunyiriri olw'omunaana.
Genesis 20 verse 8.
Abimeleki n'agolokoka enkya mu makya n'ayita abaddu be bonna n'abuulira ebyo byonna mu matu gaabwe. Abasajja ne batya nnyo. Abimeleki n'alyoka n'amugamba nti onkoze ki? Nange nnaakwonoona ntya gwe okundeetera nze n'obwakabaka bwange okwonoona okunene. Onkoze ebikolwa ebitagwana kukola.
Namugamba nti,
what situation is not right?
Luberebelie esula ya makumi abiri olunyiriri olw'omwenda.
Genesis 20 verse 9.
Onkoze ebikolwa ebitagwana kukola. Abimeleki n'agamba Ibulayimu nti walaba ki ekyakukoze ekyo? Ibulayimu n'ayogera nti kubanga nalowooza nti mazima okutya Katonda tekuli mu kifo kino. Nange bali nzita olwa mukazi wange. Era naye mazima ye mwannyinaze mwana wa kitange. Naye si mwana wa mmange. N'afuuka mukazi wange.
Mwana wani? Yali mwana wa kitaawe mama baawukanya mama.
The mother.
Kale Katonda bwe yantambuzatambuza okuva mu nnyumba ya kitange ne ndyoka mugamba nti kino kyekisa ekyo kino kyekisa ky'ononjolesanga mu buli kifo mwe tunaatuukanga. Oyogeranga ku nze nti ye mwannyinaze. Ne Abimeleki n'atwala endiga n'ente n'abaddu n'abazaana n'abiwa Ibulayimu n'amuddiza Saala mukazi we. Abimeleki n'ayogera nti ensi yange eri mu maaso go, tuula gy'onooyagala.
Oboyagala sigala muno
okuwadde
n'ensi eno kubanga Katonda ali
bwatitumulaba
ngako wano
tubadde
nga twenda ne tukola byonna bye twagala
naye
nga ne tulaba nga Katonda akubira abantu abakazi
oba
abasajja
naye
bwe kiba bwekityo nga ye Katonda ayinza okutulamula
tumwaniriza naffe.
Luberebelie esula ya makumi abiri olunyiriri olw'ekumi n'omukaaga.
Genesis 20 verse 16.
N'agamba Saala nti laba mpadde mwannyoko ebitundu lukumi ebya ffeeza. Laba n'ekyokubikka ku maaso gy'oli eri abo bonna abali naawe ne mu bigambo byonna ogattiddwa. Ibulayimu n'asaba Katonda. Katonda n'awonya Abimeleki ne mukazi we n'abazaana be ne bazaala abaana.
Naye yali yabaggalawo nga n'okuzaala
tebakyazaala.
Yali teyakwata kwono omukungu
yekka.
Bwe yagaana okukkiriza ky'amugamba mu
ntandikwa.
Yali yakwata ku buli omu.
Tekyali
kuzaala
ebbanga lyonna.
Anti buli yagendanga okusemberera
munne.
Oli taliimu
wadde.
Ate omulaba amugaddewo.
Luberebelie esula ya makumi abiri olunyiriri olw'ekumi n'omusanvu.
Genesis 20 verse 17.
Ibulayimu n'asaba Katonda. Katonda n'awonya Abimeleki ne mukazi we n'abazaana be ne bazaala abaana. Kubanga Mukama yali asibidde ddala embuto zonna ez'omu nnyumba ya Abimeleki olwa Saala mukazi wa Ibulayimu. Luberebelie esula ya makumi abiri mu lumu olunyiriri olusooka.
Genesis 21 from verse 1.
Mukama n'ajjira Saala nga bwe yayogera era Mukama n'akola Saala nga bwe yagamba. Saala n'aba olubuto n'azaalira Ibulayimu omwana ow'obulenzi ng'akaddiye.
Yesu yebazibwa.
Praise Jesus.
Olw'ebigambo ebyo abooluganda twetaaga twetereeze
nga
tugenda osoma mu butongole ku lunaku olw'okuna oluddako ebintu byonna ebisamalayizingiddwa eby'amateeka agafuga famire entukuvu
governing the holy family
n'obufumbo obutukuvu
and the holy marriage. Let's prepare ourselves. Do as the word of God is. He will save us.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Rise on your feet. Let's have a prayer we pray to.
Lord.
Ask God to send angels in the family. That they can begin to judge us. They will begin to pray prayer to be given, which had to be there on Thursday.
But
they had to begin right from here.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Most of them asking why we've been not praying it. But right now let's pray.
Ubango otumulisiza omusana gw'ekigambo kyo. Laba abantu abatuulanga mu kizikiza kankana omusana gutuviiriddeyo. Okusinziira biwayogera mu Isaiya 6:5. Ni Zebuloni, Naftali, abatuulanga mu nsi y'ekizikiza omusana omungi gubaakidde. Naffe omusana gw'ekigambo kyo tugulabye nga biwayogera mu Yokaana essuula eyo ey'8:12. Oyogera nti bwe mba mu nsi nze musana gw'ensi. Ye ggwe ayi Katonda ffe ekigambo kyaffe Mukama waffe Yesu. Arabisibwa kankano mbyawandikibwe bitukuvu bwayogera mu Yokaana essuula y'okutaano nnyulwasa tumu omwenda bwayogera nti banoonya mu byawandikibwa abalowooza mu byomwe muli obulamu naye byonna bye byogera ku byange era wayogera mu Ibulaniya 10 nga wajja mu muzingo gw'ekitabo ogwakuwandikibwako tulabye omusana ng'otumulisiza famire entukuvu eyagwe eriko kitaffe w'omu ggulu eriko ggwe Mukama waffe Yesu kigambo kya Katonda nga maama ow'obutonde bwonna era eriko omwoyo mutukuvu nga ssengera kujja obutonde bwonna erika abakadde abirimu abana newamu n'ekibinja kyonna ekyamalayika olwakubeera abaana mu bwakabaka bwonna ffe ffenna abaava mwabo twebaza kubakankano tubikuliddwa okutegeera omusajja bw'anaayimirira nga taata mu kifaananyi ky'ekitaffe ali mu ggulu era tutegeera kankano oyo nno maama bw'anaayimirira mu kifaananyi kya Mukama waffe Yesu wayogerako mu Isaaya 50 ebbaluwa eriwa yagobya nnyammwe era baliwo abanvunaana be nabaguza naaga mutali butuukirivu bwammwe bwe baabatunza n'okusobya kwammwe kwe kwagobya nnyammwe era Mukama waffe Yesu bw'atuuka ku nsi n'ayanjula mu Matayo 23 9 temubangane kitammwe omula ku nsi kubanga kitammwe ali omu ali mu ggulu eyo yeyayinza okutwanjula n'okutegeeza kubanga maama eyanjula abaana eri kitaabwe era yogera mu Matayo 10:8 nange nja kubeegana mu maaso ga kitaffe ayi kabaka tukkiriza nga tutegeera tinoomuntu kuvuye mubeezi ayimirirawo ku lwekifo bwe tuyimirirawo mu kifaananyi nga ssinga era nekojja naye tukwebaza kubakankano oyongedde otutumulisiza otutegeezezza ebintu bingi wayogera ogamba mu temisa ekisooka 3 tiweewaawo famire egwanidde okutuukirira ayi Katonda ffe tujja okwongera okutegeera bwe naatuukirira n'ekkanisa enaabantukuvu tukusaba okkirize ayi Katonda ffe nga tukomawo okukwata famire entukuvu n'obufumbo obutukuvu nga tuwulira ekigambo kyo n'okukikola ng'ebikola eby'obutuukirivu byonna we biri okkirize otumegera abamalayika ba famire balabisibwe kankano kubanga wasuubiza ayi Katonda ffe mu lubereberi mu bakoliiso ekisooka 11 11 ng'ogamba olw'abamalayika ekiva kikwanidde omukazi okubeerako akabonero ak'okufugibwa era n'amufuga okugobereranga ebiragiro bya Katonda nga bwe biri mu Efeso ensula y'okutaano 2:2 paka 2:5 naffe olwali osoboka bakabakabaka nga tukomawo tutuukiriza ekigambo kyekyo bamalayika bo nga balabisibwa mu masekkati gaffe ayi Katonda okutuukiriza ekigambo kyo kye tukwata n'okugobeera nga bwe kiri ssebo Katonda ffe mu Zabbuli 13:19-22 tikankano mugulumize Mukama mwe abaweereza abange bamalayika ba Mukama abatuukiriza ekigambo kyo era malayika Gabriyeri yannyonnyola mu lubereberye mu kubikulwa essula ya 22:7-8 tibo bakozi wamu n'abo abakwata ekigambo kya Katonda weewaawo Ibulayimu yali wakukkiriza era yakkiriza nga bwe twawulidde ssebo Katonda ffe omwesigwa mu Yakobo essula ey'okubiri ssebo Katonda ffe nga yakkiriza n'ateekako n'ebikolwa eby'obutuukirivu bwewamu wa famire etuukiridde era mu lubereberye 18 olwo nno n'omusindikira bamalayika ba famire ne batambuliramu ne famire ye ssebo Katonda ffe bamalayika abasatu abo okuli malayika wa taata okuli malayika wa maama okuli malayika w'abaana okutulabiriranga n'okutukumanga okutubuuliriranga ayi Katonda ffe era okutuwabula n'okutwamanga mu bulamu bwayo ne mugabirizi bwe yeetaaga weebale kubanga n'olwaleo tuyimusa amaloboozi gaffe erigwe kitaffe omuyiza ebintu byonna erigwe Mukama waffe Yesu okukulemberwamu omwa mutukuvu okusaba essaala eno leero naffe nga tuwaniriza bamalayika ba famire mu maka gaffe ayi kabaka okutulamula nate okutukulemberamu bw'omwoyo omutukuvu nga bwe kiri leero ayi kabaka kubanga tuwulidde mu lubereberye 2 nti ddala weewaawo bamalayika baabeeranga mu famire eyo baalwaniriranga famire zino
ayi kabaka gamba tuulidde ebyaliwo omulembe guli webaasiŋŋala kabaka ono akumeriki sero kabaka laba weewaawo malayika wa taata yavaayo okugoola omukono ne malayika wa maama okulwana ne malayika w'abaana kubanga tuulidde nti oluvannyuma lw'ekyo ne baweebwa n'abaana mu lubereberye essuula ey'abiri mu emu weewaawo mukama era tulabye bamalayika abo nga baakola ne basooka balwanirira taata ne balwanira ne maama obutabaawo bwenzi bwonna n'obutabaawo obutabanguko mu famire yaabwe kankano n'olyokobawo ezzadde olwo nno malayika ba famire n'akola bwatyo tutegedde bingi ku abo bamalayika ba famire bwe tunaaba nga tumaze okugoberera famire y'entukuvu n'ebiragiro ebitukuvu obufumbo obutukuvu n'ebiragiro ebitukuvu ne tubikwata ennaku zaffe zonna ez'obulamu bwaffe twaniriza gye na bamalayika abo okutanula okukola mulamu bwaffe nga twongera okutegeera ekigambo kya katonda era nga bwe twaniriza ne bamalayika ba famire ku mulundi guli mukama be twala mu kubikulwa essuula eri eyabiri essuula ey'okubiri n'essuula ey'okusatu twaniriza nga bamalayika bali abekkanisa nga bakomawo leka ne bamalayika ba famire bakomewo kubanga bayogera mutemesa ekisooka ssatu oyogera ndi ekkanisa etandikira mu maka weewaawo ng'amaka gatereera era nga bamalayika ba famire baanirizibwa olwaleero twaniriza ne bamalayika kankano abekkanisa omusanvu bamalayika bali mu kubikulwa essuula esooka bamalayika b'ekkanisa omusanvu nammwe mukomewo kankano mutuukiriza ekigambo kya katonda ku masekkati g'ekkanisa kubanga tuwulira nga nkano era nga tukomyewo okuweereza mu kigambo kya katonda nga tetunyoola newankubadde okutoolamu newankubadde okwongeramu ayi kabaka bakabaka twaniriza gira bamalayika abo bamalayika ba famire ne bamalayika b'ekkanisa sibo kitaffe omwesigwa otuukirize era babeere omu masekkati gaffe nga bayogera mu kubikulibwa teri malayika b'ekkanisa y'egindi mukama ekyo kyakolebwa kubanga famire ezaaliwo mu biro ebyo zaali zirina bamalayika baazo era ne bavanga ewaka nga batuukiridde ne bajjanga ku kkanisa era nga batuukiridde ne bamalayika b'ekkanisa ne bakola obulungi era ne babakuumanga era ne babongeranga okutegeera eby'obwakabaka bw'omuggulu n'okubalwaniriranga entalo naffe bwe tunaabeeranga okutanula leero weebale kubanga totulekeredde kukola ffekka mu kigambo kyo wabuli osinize ejjira bamalayika okwongera otukulemeramu n'okugabirira famire zino ayi katonavu owonye endwadde ezibadde mu masekkati ga famire zino obutabanguko okulemagana n'ebiringa ebyo ebingi ayi katondaffe omwesigwa otondewo emirembe wakati wa famire zaffe era n'okkanisa enywerere ddala ku musingi omutuufu ogwa famire era nga tulaga famire ey'omwoyo mu linnya erya mukama waffe yesu tusabye n'okwebaza amiina.